In the studio is Jim Johnson, Commissioner. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
And there was a Commissioner's meeting on Tuesday, and there was also one on Monday, and that was a special meeting. Let's start with that one. Superior National Golf Course got a report from Sirius.
Yep, we got a report from the Sirius group. They're the ones that we hired to study the situation at Lutzen Superior National Golf Course. And it's no surprise to anybody that we've had some issues there in the past maybe 7-8 years. Before that, Superior National was doing well. They were actually making money. And something happened, lots of things probably. They've been struggling, even though they're just about breaking even. So we hired Sirius to come in and take a look at what they're doing. They printed out a huge report the first time. And then we had them follow up with a market analysis and how things could be improved. And that's the report that they gave to us on Monday. Part of that report, of course, was that if you're going to improve your facilities, you've got to beef up your investment in marketing, beef up the investment in the infrastructure that's there, and that's going to cost some money. So 1% funding comes into play again. Well, when we looked at the scenarios that they gave us, if we put in what we thought we were going to put in, 1.8, according to their crystal ball, we wouldn't really gain anything in terms of tax benefit to the county, increased tourism. We would kind of just maintain what's already there. So their recommendation was a slightly higher amount, up to an additional, we kind of got hung up over the additional $1.3 million or the total of $3.1. It's the same either way. And we decided that we would go with the principle that we need to beef up that investment and try to add to the economy of the area. We have to get some agreements in place with the EDA. We have to get some legal framework to establish all of that. So we agreed in principle that that's what we want to do. The vote was split 3-2, and so it wasn't exactly friendly discussion, let's put it that way. So that's going to be a topic of conversation in the community.
I understand Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers talked about the homestead market value credit or lack thereof.
Yeah. Well, you know, the state of Minnesota did their thing in trying to balance their budget. And in doing so, they removed the homestead credit, which was a check they used to just send to the counties, and then that would come off your tax statement. Well, they decided to do a different thing. They just decided, certain formula, they would lower your property value artificially. And then, of course, the idea was if you got a lower property value, you pay a lower tax. Well, when you lower everybody's property value and spread that out with your levy, which has got to be the same as it was before, the math works out not so good.
No, you can hear the cries of despair all over Cook County because they got their tax estimates for next year.
Well, I got mine, and you got yours. Mine went up 9%, and then my value went down about $30,000. So it's always nice, where it was 10 years ago where values were going up, and then the base was getting bigger, and we actually sometimes paid less tax. Now it's going the other way.
Okay. Yep. Well, we've been speaking with Commissioner Jim Johnson. Thank you for taking time to come in here today, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Yep. Thank you, Jay.